local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Friday program, hour number two on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks as always for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home each and every day. As we get started, we start right off the bat with today's top three stories. The jury in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware being sent home for the rest of the day. The defense says Hunter's uncle, James Biden, will not be called to testify, nor will any other witness. Hunter's lawyers also say it's undecided if he will testify and have until Monday to make a decision.
The issue of whether he's being put using drugs right around the time of purchasing the gun, they've got him on that.
And that's some legal reaction to the testimony so far. Hunter is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs back in 2018. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is set to travel to the Middle East next week. Here's Lisa Taylor.
This as U.S. officials are pressuring Israel and Hamas to accept a ceasefire proposal laid out by President Biden last week. Blinken will hold discussions with leaders from Egypt, Israel, Jordan, and Qatar. The State Department in a statement said Blinken will discuss how the proposal would benefit both Israelis and Palestinians. Hamas has not yet responded to the offer. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And also, protests against President Biden's handling of Israel's war in Gaza expected to happen near the White House over the weekend. Demonstrators from across the country are supposed to be descending on the Capitol in opposition of the administration's support of Israel as forces carry out targeted airstrikes in Rafah. 5:15 right now. Austin, how are the roads looking, sir?
Well, for the most part, they're looking all right. But before I give the details on that, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service, now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Getting back to answering your question, Joe, just a few spots of note here. We still got that accident on Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound in front of Home Depot, we've still got the accident report there causing some congestion in that immediate vicinity. It hasn't really gotten worse, though, since the accident was initially reported, so that's good. Hopefully it'll die down soon. And then just a couple of other spots. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Tonight's weather will end up being quite nice after a hot Friday. We'll have an overnight low near 70 degrees, and the humidity heading into Saturday will be a little lower, so the air a little bit drier, and the weather certainly dry all weekend long, but hot highs, sunshine will heat us up to between 90 and 95. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan, very much. Down the road in Walton County today, two separate reports of shark attacks this afternoon leading to beaches being closed. The first report came in at around 1:15 in the water near Watersound Way in Coopersmith Lane. The South Walton Fire District says that a woman was injured by a shark and transported to a local medical facility. The decision to close the beaches was made after a teen was injured at around 3 this afternoon in the area of Shoreline Drive. Back here closer to home, Pensacola police say they're still looking for a missing 16-year-old girl, Abigail Velez, who was last seen last night around 9:30 at Baptist Hospital. She's described as 5'6", about 130 pounds, with green eyes and dirty blonde hair. Her photo has been shared to our News Radio Facebook page, and you're asked to contact PPD if you have any information. Well, discussions continuing over the possible sale of the old F8 property in Beulah last night. Multiple offers on the table, $36 million take-all for the entire property, and on offers for a 290-acre portion of the property as well. Commission Chairman Stephen Berry.
I still am leaning towards the 290 being the real low-hanging, marketable, retail, commercial stuff that I think that we would like to probably move forward with. And also, to try to make a move with everything, it is, I think it's manageable within, you know, within the parameters of Triumph, but it just makes things, you know, more complicated.
District Barry and commissioners did tell staff to begin some preliminary discussions with the Alabama-based Tri-W Development, who made that offer for the entire property. Also, Beulah Town Center LLC's Fred Hemmer also said that, hey, if the board is interested in selling the entire property, that he would like to make an offer for the entire property as well. Also, several Beulah residents continue to be outspoken about sticking with the proposed and promised master plan. 519, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Even though so many corporations are celebrating Gay Pride Month, my Christian faith just won't let me. After all, there are seven places in Scripture where homosexuality is addressed and condemned. And my heart genuinely breaks for individuals who are caught up in that lifestyle. I want to see them washed, sanctified, and justified, as is described in 1 Corinthians 6. I want to see them saved. No one loves the LGBTQ people more than Jesus does. No one is able to help them like he can. But for the Christian to celebrate Gay Pride Month is not love. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, explains that love rejoiceth not in iniquity. It's saying Christians can't celebrate sin. Love doesn't do that. To celebrate any type of sin instead of warn against it is to personally escort individuals straight to hell. So Christian person, let us be loving enough to warn others about sin and invite them to the Savior.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Captain Doug White, callsign Cricket. He is the Commodore of Training Air Wing 6 on board NAS Pensacola. He trains all of the backseaters, the NFOs in the Navy and the Marines, and really interesting conversation. Ongoing series, Meet Your Tenant Commands. Also, Weber's Skate World is hosting the USA Team Trials and the National Championships in Speed Skating this weekend and next week in Milton. You can catch these interviews and the entire program at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads here. Just a couple of spots of note currently. Starting with that accident report we had on Highway 90, Caroline Street, whatever you call it. If you're traveling eastbound in front of Home Depot on Caroline, we do have some backups there still from that accident report. It's nothing too severe, but nonetheless something to look out for if you're in that area. Then we got Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some minor backups. And then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87, but that itself is not too bad at this time. So if you're dealing with any issues outside of those few, they shouldn't be holding you up for long.
Tonight's weather will end up being quite nice after a hot Friday. We'll have an overnight low near 70 degrees, and the humidity heading into Saturday will be a little lower, so the air a little bit drier, and the weather certainly dry all weekend long, but hot highs, sunshine will heat us up to between 90 and 95. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
In our state news today, leaders are considering buying a warehouse in Central Florida to help with emergency response. The governor and cabinet are meeting next week to discuss buying an Auburndale facility that would store emergency supplies while operating as a distribution hub for the state. The legislature approved more than $100 million for the project as part of the upcoming spending plan.
And there's more free fishing this weekend in Florida. Saturday and Sunday, freshwater fishing can be done without a license. State wildlife officials say the license-free fishing is a chance to take the kids out for some fun or for avid anglers to introduce a friend to the sport. Each year, there are a total of 8 license-free fishing days in Florida.
Miami-Dade police investigating what appears to be a second murder-suicide in as many days.
Unfortunately, yes, it did happen yesterday and it happened today too. You know, our prayers go out to the affected families and, you know, homicide is doing the best they can.
Detective Luis Sierra says a woman, a child in a car seat, and a man were all found shot outside of a drive-through ATM. There's no word on the relationship between the gunman and the victims.
And U.S. News and World Report is out with its best beaches in the country. Gulf Shores is the only beach in Alabama to make the cut, coming in at number 5. However, Florida was, all in all, well represented. Other top beaches nearby include Siesta Key at number 1, Clearwater Beach at number 6, and Destin at number 7. Yep. Joe, you find that malarkey.
It's
hooey.
It's hooey. poppycock. You know, you can't have Gulf Shores at number 5. Destin at number 7, and then not have Pensacola Beach in anywhere in the list.
Well, apparently you can.
Whatever. All right, that's crap, and you're also crap too for that. National news: President Biden paying tribute to Army Rangers who captured a heavily fortified German position during the invasion of Normandy.
One thought comes to mind: my God, how did they do it? How are these Americans willing to risk everything, dare everything, and give everything?
He was at the cliffs of Pointe du Hoc. Biden connected the Allied powers' fight for freedom on D-Day to supporting sovereignty in Ukraine and around the world.
And right-wing conspiracy host Alex Jones has agreed to liquidate his assets to pay off the millions he owes to the families of those killed in the Sandy Hook shooting. Jones owes $1.5 billion to the Sandy Hook families who successfully sued him for claiming on his show InfoWars that the 2012 Connecticut school massacre was a hoax and that the families were paid actors.
The cleanup at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore is reaching a major milestone. The full 700-foot-wide federal shipping channel could reopen this weekend following the removal of the final steel truss blocking the shipping artery that should be either tomorrow or Sunday.
And the heat wave that's been baking much of the West with triple-digit temperatures looks to continue over the weekend and into next week. Temperatures are forecasted to reach their highest since last summer from parts of interior California into Oregon and the Rockies, affecting a dozen states in total. Today could be the peak for cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas, where temps are 10 to 15 degrees above average. And in Salt Lake City, we will see highs in the 90s over the weekend, and Boise could approach 100.
Looking at our sports scoreboard and notes for the weekend, Austin, what do we got there?
Well, as far as current scoreboard going on, Florida State baseball beat UConn 24-4 today, so completely ran the Huskies out of town, at least for today. Tennessee beats Evansville 11-6 after a bit of a bumpy start. Right now, and going into the third inning, West Virginia and North Carolina tied at zero. You can find that game on ESPN. And Kansas State and Virginia will be on ESPN2, basically in about 30 minutes. We also had the Celtics convincingly taking game one of the NBA Finals over the Mavs, 107-89. Game two is Sunday night at 7 on ABC. The Stanley Cup begins tomorrow between the Oilers and Panthers. Keep that in mind. And we also had the Phillies and Mets in London this weekend for the MLB London Series. They'll play at the London Stadium both Saturday and Sunday. The game is on Fox tomorrow and ESPN on Sunday. And just in case you didn't have a diverse of a lineup already, the Belmont Stakes take place tomorrow in New York. This year's final leg of the Triple Crown is taking place at the Saratoga Racecourse due to construction at Belmont Park. This means the distance of the race will decrease from 1.5 miles to 1.25 miles. Making it the same distance as the Kentucky Derby. The favorite to win the Derby runner-up is Sierra Leone. And Joe, you just don't really care, do you?
I don't. No, there's no Triple Crown at stake. So, no, yeah. I don't.
I mean, I'm not much of a horse racing guy, but if I were to be, it would be because, you know, we had a horse on the way to doing that. So, I got to admit, I gave you a hard time about it last hour, but it does kind of suck the joy out of it for me.
Yeah.
And also the NHL, their Utah team, down to six names. The Yeti, the Blizzard, the Hockey Club, the Mammoth, the Venom, and the Outlaws.
I guess if I have to choose one of those, Yeti.
Man, I don't know. I think Mammoth is cooler. And I think Outlaws is probably one of the easiest to do a mascot theme with. I don't know, though. I think you can work with that one really easy. The rest of them suck.
Yeah. Scotty Scheffler, 4-under today. He leads the Memorial Tournament. That's this weekend. He's at 9-under par. Victor Hovland at 6-under. And, so Scotty continuing his hot form.
Yeah. Jail time or not, Joe? Or wait, was that Scheffler or was that somebody else? Who was the one that got arrested?
Scheffler.
News. I'm Jack Callahan. President Biden meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky in France today, authorizing another $225 million in military aid.
I assure you, the United States is going to stand with you. I've said that all during this debate. I continue to say it. The United States is standing with you.
President Zelensky says U.S. support is reminiscent of World War II. Stronger than expected jobs numbers from the Labor Department today.
The number of new jobs created rose to 272,000. Economists were estimating fewer than 200,000. Though April job growth was revised lower, the unemployment rate rose to 4% in May.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The New York State Legislature passing a bill to allow parents to block their kids from getting social media posts suggested by a platform's algorithm. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Something new on United Airlines flights, personalized ads on seat-back video screens. Seeking to leverage customer data, the carrier today said it has launched a media platform to serve travelers personalized advertisements both in its app and on those seat-back screens, among other platforms. This platform, Connective Media, is also being used by companies including Macy's, IHG Hotels, and Norwegian Cruise Line. Stocks fell slightly in the Friday session, but still managed solid gains for the week. Today, the Dow Industrials dipped 87 points, the S&P 500 eased 6, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 40. Today marks the final spin for longtime Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak. On the final episode, the 77-year-old Sajak, wrapping up his 41st season as host, thanked viewers, saying it's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year. When Wheel returns with new episodes in September, it'll be Ryan Seacrest hosting. Vanna White will stick around. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Everyone has been focused on Kyrie Irving going up against Boston. And even though the health of Kristaps Porzingis has been a major story, not many have discussed his tumultuous relationship with Luka Doncic. Kristaps not only returned in game one of the finals, but he was the Celtics' best player. And as for Kyrie, he was horrible, only scoring 12 points. Kyrie needs to step up in a big way in game two, or Kristaps will be the one holding the Larry O'Brien trophy in his former squad's presence. I'm Zach Gelb.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
When you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. I'll see if I can keep it brief. We do have some minor backups developing on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, right when you're getting off of Pensacola Boulevard there. Nothing too severe at this time, though. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some minor congestion as well. Then it's going to be just a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And that seems to be about it. We did have that issue on Highway 90 traveling eastbound in front of Home Depot, but that has seemingly cleared up. So outside of those few spots, there's not much that should be holding you up at this time.
Tonight's weather will end up being quite nice after a hot Friday. We'll have an overnight low near 70 degrees, and the humidity heading into Saturday will be a little lower, so the air a little bit drier and the weather certainly dry. all weekend long, but hot highs, sunshine will heat us up to between 90 and 95. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. 538 here as we continue on. Of course, it's Friday. It's 538. That means Tanner Stewart, our good friend of the program, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joins us for his weekly conversation and check-in. Tanner, how are you on this fine Friday?
I'm hot, Joe.
Yes.
It's hot. It's humid. It feels like June. Feels yeah. like Florida. It's to be expected. So I guess it's just that time of year. You got to make your adjustments. You know, we all keep that one coat in our closet for every few years, that cold day that comes around. But it's short season, man.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely correct on that. We start here with a couple of shark attacks in Walton County. In listening to your 4 o'clock broadcast there, Alan was remarking about the rarity of shark attacks. I don't know if he was just speaking in general or specifically for the panhandle. Were you able to get much more context from Alan as far as you know, just the nature here that led to beaches being closed down in Walton County today?
Yeah, first let me get into the details. And here's what we know now, Joe. A woman lost her hand. We know two teens were injured. But it sounds like just two separate attacks. So we don't know, three people, two attacks. We don't know how exactly they went down. But just after 1 o'clock today, Walton County deputies responded to this. This is when we got the alert. It was shortly after. The first account was a woman being injured by the shark. The second, I believe, that was the two teens, or at least one of the teens, but we know the woman did lose her hand, a 45-year-old victim. Don't know much of anything after that. We don't know what kind of shark or anything, Joe, but you mentioned how rare this was, and I just thought it was so coincidental that earlier this week, Alan and I were just discussing this, how often it happens anywhere, and Alan's from California, and we had covered a shark attack that happened out there earlier this week in a national report, and he told me that it's uncommon there, and we started discussing how it is here. I can tell you I've been here almost 5 years, Joe, and to my knowledge, we've never covered anything like this in the Gulf waters. And Walton County, obviously a little ways from Escambia, but it's the same water, it's the same Gulf, and to hear a second report of an attack within an hour of this, I would say extremely rare to maybe being close to never have happened before. But again, at least in my time here, it's just a short few years, but never heard of it, Joe.
Yeah, and I think it was just earlier this week that they had their stats for shark bites around the state in Volusia County, which, I mean, it's like every year. It's like they're the shark bite capital. I think it was 8 for the year. So, I mean, if that is like, you know, a high number, then certainly, yeah, definitely a rare thing here in the panhandle that we're seeing today. The other big story, of course, certainly going to have impacts here locally, but a statewide note was the name, image, and likeness that the FHSAA approved. I know that you on your social media had put some thoughts and feelers out there in Channel 3 and Hold it as well. So the reaction that you saw and just your thoughts on what you think it means here locally.
First, I'm going to give you the verdict, you know, that I saw on social media is that parents, and again, on the surface, as soon as this legislation or I guess vote was passed by the FHSAA, parents are not for this, Joe, and I think, you know, obviously the only thing that we can compare this to is the NIL that we've seen in the short time that it's been enacted in the NCAA, right, is that you have a lot of athletes making, in some cases, a lot of money, and in some cases it seems that it's impacted their choice of school. You see NIL and how it moves with the transfer portal, and obviously I don't think it's the same discussion at the high school level, but the big question is, how does this impact you as a parent in training your child? Is there serious motivation there to make your child want to become an athlete? We see that already before money was implemented in high school sports. So, you know, I have to say, and I have no prior knowledge of how this is going to go about, but I think some players and parents may be surprised to see you're not going to get these mega deals that you're seeing at the college level, right? I mean, there's really only a handful of college athletes making big bucks, so to speak. So if it gives an opportunity for a child to profit off of their name, image, and likeness, someone who may not otherwise, I can see the benefits there. If it's something where you have an athlete spending more time worried about their brand than their actual on-field talent, then I can see where that may be a problem for coaches. It's going to be interesting to see how coaches and programs and parents and schools navigate through this, I guess, starting soon, Joe.
Yeah, and you know, maybe this is just out of ignorance, but you know the way I see it going down, especially in this area, would be, you know, if I'm a star football player at Escambia and I frequent a particular restaurant, yeah, maybe that restaurant knows who I am and knows my family and says, hey, you know, would you like to make some money, touting up our business that you guys come to all the time anyway. I'm not sure. And of course there's some differences with the, there's no collectives, right? So talking about the big bucks that universities are saying, hey, you know, if you come here, you get this much. I mean, it's not supposed to be that way. Of course, another big question is enforcement. You know, how is the FHSAA going to keep under wraps, like all of the different rules with, I don't know, however many high schools there are in the state of Florida. So yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, that's been the biggest question in the college, is that it's been compared to the Wild West. We've seen NIL now for, two, 3 years, and you don't know how much money these players are making. You'll see a guy committed to a school for a year, and overnight he flips to another school, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. At least that's been made public. And so it'll be interesting to see if that happens. Now, to my knowledge, I'd have to look back over the rules, but you know, I don't think schools can get involved. You mentioned there's no collectives here, and I don't see a huge market for a high school collective as a whole. I'm sure there are some schools out there willing to put it out there if they could, but again, I think that's against the rules. So it's interesting. You know, it makes you think as yourself growing up, what if I had this as a kid? And yeah. I can tell you, my 17, 18-year-old self probably wasn't responsible enough to take something like that, so it's probably better off.
Absolutely. More with Tanner right after traffic and weather. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, not a ton going on, at least as of our last update. Still got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Also, it seems like we do have an accident report. This is on Pace Boulevard, traveling northbound from the intersection with Fairfield Drive. Is that what this is? Yes. So traveling northbound on Pace Boulevard coming from Fairfield Drive, we do have some minor backups in that area as well. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, here's the weather again.
Nice weather for the overnight hours and just a little bit cooler overnight with a low near 70 degrees, give or take depending on where you are. Now, we're going to have a sunny and hot weekend with high temperatures running up between 90 and 95. It'll be all dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Tanner, do the plans at the Stewart household this evening involve watching Pat Sajak's last appearance on The Price is Right? Or no, I'm sorry, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, maybe he's moving to Price is Right. Maybe you know something.
Nope,
you don't know.
That's just a gaffe.
Yeah, well, Pat Sajak, a fellow Nashville newsman.
Oh.
So I know it's a long career for the guy. I'm sure we'll turn it on at some point. If not, you know how it is having kids. You watch a lot of reruns from things you can't catch live. So that's kind of the stage we're at in our lives. If we missed it, we're usually a week later on things. I'm sure we'll catch it. I want to get one right. I think my whole life I don't think I've ever gotten any phrase or word or anything right on Wheel of Fortune, mm-hmm. Jeopardy, you name it. So yeah, maybe this is my last run too, and I'll see if I can ace the show tonight.
Well, I know that Florida State baseball has started their they had a beatdown today, right? They beat UConn up pretty good, so Florida State baseball on top of mind for sure.
24-4, I think, was the final set of record or tied their own record from 1999 against the Citadel for the most runs scored in Super Regionals, largest margin of victory in the Super Regionals. And college baseball is interesting because it's almost like a March Madness effect. A lot of people start to get interested toward this time of year.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I don't follow college baseball like I follow other sports, but, man, if you've kept up with FSU this year, and there's some other teams in there. Tennessee is really tough, but Florida State has been consistent and steady all year long. They started the year, I think it was either 19 or 20-0, and really turned things around. If you've been keeping up the last several years, there wasn't nearly as much to keep up with as this year. So, hey, once they get to Omaha, I mean, we've seen Coastal Carolina make runs. Southern Miss made a run several years ago. And then, of course, you have the big name. So if Florida State can get back to Omaha, I think it's up for grabs for anybody at that point.
Tanner, we'll let you go on this. My wife and I closed on our new house this morning. Do you have any tips for a first-time homeowner like myself?
Whoa. Wow, you really threw this one on me, because I'm sure I could come up with 1,000. Yeah, make sure your refrigerator is there when you get there. We dealt with that. We can talk about it another time when we have plenty of time. Make sure all of those things are working, Joe. I think I underestimated that, and I'm sure everyone does at some point. But double and triple check every little thing in that house, because if you're satisfied with it, you know how it goes, your better half may not be. And from what I've gathered in our small time as homeowners, is it never ends. And I finally understand that now. The maintenance never ends. The work never ends. And, of course, the bills just keep coming, Joe. So
that's
we're in this fight together, buddy.
That's fabulous. You've given me so much joy and hope and glee. So I thank you for that.
Hey, yeah, you know how it is, parenthood. As our kids get older, so do we. I think we forget that oftentimes.
All right. Well, Tanner, you have as good of a weekend as I will have, thanks to you filling my head with just awful thoughts. So you have a very pedestrian, average, suboptimal weekend, all right?
Listen, yard sale. Have a yard sale every week. You may end up with nothing a few months down the road, but I think that's probably better. At least for our case, it is. We've got too much junk. Anybody come on by, you can have it. Knock first, please. But, we're willing to bargain.
Awesome. All right, Tanner, have a good weekend, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Joe. We'll see you then.
All right. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joining the program each Friday. Love having him on and talking to us. Always a good time with him. Back with Lightning Round with some the lighter stories in the headlines, top three stories, a recap as well. Pensacola right now.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, still got some minor congestion going both ways there. And we got an accident report on Pace Boulevard just north of the intersection with Fairfield Drive, causing some minor backups in that area as well. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for overly long.
Tonight's weather will end up being quite nice after a hot Friday. We'll have an overnight low near 70 degrees, and the humidity heading into Saturday will be a little lower, so the air a little bit drier, and the weather certainly dry all weekend long, but hot highs, sunshine will heat us up to between 90 and 95. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Al. And recapping the day's top three stories, the jury in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware sent home for the day. The defense says Hunter's uncle, James, will not be called to testify. And they're also undecided if Hunter himself will testify. They'll have until Monday to make that call. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to travel to the Middle East next week as is hoping to get an agreement for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and protests against the White House's handling of Israel's war in Gaza are expected over the weekend at the White House. Demonstrators from across the country expected to descend on the Capitol. Taking a look at some wackier stories making the actually, let's back up there because I forgot. Any rapid fire health, business, and science notes today? Jobs report for May beat analyst expectations, showing 272,000 jobs added last month, well above the predicted amount of 190,000. Wall Street closing lower this week, ending at 87 points. The Dow Jones Industrial was down to finish at 38,798. The S&P 500 down 6 to 5,346. The NASDAQ dropped 40 to 17,133. As we mentioned with Tanner, Pat Sajak's last episode hosting the Wheel of Fortune is tonight. He actually recorded it and filmed in April, but it is tonight. And, of course, Ryan Seacrest is going to be replacing him in the next season. The fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul is back on, rescheduled for November 15th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. It was originally scheduled for July, but was postponed following Tyson suffering a medical emergency during a flight. All right, now wacky stories today.
Let's see here. I'll kick us off with there's a new upscale Caribbean restaurant in Missouri called Bliss, and they have an age restriction requiring male guests to be at least 35 and women to be 30 during prime hours. They card at the door, and people in their 20s will be kept out. The place has gotten a little bit of backlash, but they're sticking with the policy, and the manager says it's just something for older people. Have a happy hour, come get some good food, and not have to worry about some of the young folks who bring some of that drama. Because you know us young folks, Joe. Bringing that drama. That's what we're known for.
That is precisely why I would love a restaurant like that. I may start one myself.
Yeah, okay.
And just keep out 20-somethings and guys named Austin. looking here, let's see what else we got. Okay, so this one was just crazy. Burlington, Vermont. While teaching a class to high schoolers, Burlington police officers staged a surprise demonstration in which a masked gunman burst into the room and pretended to open fire. The simulation, which occurred at the Burlington police station, was meant to show the unreliability of witness statements, but the lack of warning and the loud gunshot sound sent students scrambling and diving in cover for fear of their lives. In response, the Burlington School District apologized to parents and offered counseling services. And the police department issued a statement saying that they apologized to any students who were upset by the specific scenario and crime scene portion of the presentation.
I mean, you have to understand, if Family Guy makes a joke about it, you probably shouldn't do it. There was a skit years ago on All Family right. Guy where a guy, it's Peter Griffin, and uh-huh. he's dressed up, and he comes into like a school or something,
yeah.
and he's got like a gun, and he's like acting like he's holding up the place, and then he teaches them like, don't litter, kids. It's like, don't do stuff like
so,
that.
So you're saying that somebody in Burlington, Vermont Police Department watched that and were like, ha. Let's file that one away.
I guess so, but let that be a lesson. If Peter Griffin did it, you shouldn't do it.
All right. Good advice to live by.
Some good news here. A single mom in Windsor, Ontario, just got a new set of wheels thanks to a program called Rebuilding Wheels, Rebuilding Lives. High school kids sign up for a mechanics class and spend a year fixing up a car for someone who needs it. It's the 17th car they've done, all made possible through donations from the United Way. She got a 2011 Jeep Compass and said having a car will be a huge help, saying, quote, I really can't find the right words to express my gratitude to the students, teachers, donors, partners, and the United Way.
That's awesome. Good job there by the students in Windsor. A guy in Wilmington, North Carolina, who's now won the lottery twice in 2 years, says he plans to use some of his winnings to help his community. He won $2 million on a scratcher in 2022 and just won another $100,000 on a scratcher he bought at the same store.
So. Wow.
That's awesome.
That headline needed to include the store he won at. Because
yes.
We got to make a
road trip.
Yeah, we got to make a trip to Wilmington.
All right, that'll do it for hour number 2. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up next on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.